Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of the U.S. cities seeing a big spike in COVID-19 cases is Houston. There, the mayor, Sylvester Turner, is now calling on Texas state Republicans to scrap their plans for an in-person convention in the city later this month. He says it's the only convention still on the schedule in the city that has not been pushed back or revamped its plans.
Hosting a convention, an indoor convention, at this time in the city of Houston is a bad idea.
There's a report that the White House is working on a message that would say the U.S. needs to learn to live with the coronavirus pandemic. The Washington Post reporting that White House officials are hoping, in its words, Americans will grow numb to the escalating death toll and will learn to accept thousands of new cases a day. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Some states are reporting positive trends when it comes to COVID-19, but the coronavirus continues to surge across the U.S. overall, infecting nearly 300,000 people so far in the month of July, and it's only the 7th. Some states and cities putting shutdown orders back in place. Yesterday, several states, including West Virginia, Tennessee, and Montana, hit new high 7-day averages. A New Jersey congressman who was elected as a Democrat is facing a primary challenge today as he runs for re-election as a Republican. Representative Jeff Van Drew switched from Democrat to GOP after voting against impeaching President Trump. Former George W. Bush speechwriter Bob Patterson is challenging Van Drew. Democratic Senator Cory Booker is facing a primary challenged by first-time candidate Lawrence Ham. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And this is USA Radio News.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Many Americans are continuing to mourn the loss of country music icon Charlie Daniels. Here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal.
Country music legend Charlie Daniels, best known for his monster 1979 hit The Devil Went Down to Georgia, died of a stroke. He was 83. According to a press release from his representatives, the acclaimed Country Music Hall of Fame and Grand Ole Opry member died at Summit Medical Center in Hermitage, Tennessee, where doctors determined his cause of death. Daniels accumulated a slew of accolades and awards during his long music career, including his induction into the Country Music Hall of Fame, Musicians Hall of Fame, and becoming a member of the Grand Ole Opry. He also won a Dove Award for Gospel Albums and a coveted Grammy Award for Best Country Vocal Performance by a Duo or Group. Daniels is survived by his wife, Hazel, and son, Charlie Daniels, Jr.
And the Kansas City Chiefs and Super Bowl-winning quarterback Patrick Mahomes are making history on a record-setting contract extension exceeding half a billion with a B dollars. Yesterday, the former league MVP signed a 10-year deal worth $503 million with $477 million in guaranteed mechanisms and a no-trade clause. The deal breaks MLB star Mike Trout's previous record of a 12-year $430 million deal. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Live. You didn't think it was going to be easy, did you? Especially in this time and era where, you know, people's feelings are just so important, and somehow the definition of our government is being rewritten and wanting to be replaced with a, kind of a coddling form of government to keep people from, experiencing any kind of injury or boo-boo or, any kind of offense. Otherwise, get rid of this government, and somehow they see socialism as the answer. Really? I mean, historically, socialism, you think boo-boos are a problem? Well, maybe you ought to read a little bit of, read just a little bit about what happens in socialist countries. Like, don't go that far. Just check out Venezuela. I mean, forget about boo-boos. I mean, you're eating out of the back of a, not a lunch truck, but a dump truck. How does that feel? And, a once very rich and wealthy country has now been destroyed by socialism. And we have children here, and the mob in America is saying that's their vision. That's what they're casting for America and America's people. Well, good to have you with us, and it's great to have John O'Connor with us. John has an incredible background as a legal analyst. He's the author of Postgate, How the Washington Post Betrayed Deep Throat, Covered Up Watergate, and Began Today's Partisan Advocacy Journalism. John, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, good morning.
Well, John, I want to talk to you particularly about this topic here where we had a situation we reported on earlier. You have a woman whose car is surrounded by the mob, and she calls up 911, and the 911 operator tells her that, that she's not going to see police out there because the protesters have been sanctioned by the city government. So you have that situation that takes place, and of course then you have the McCloskeys in St. Louis who experienced a horrific situation. I mean, you can only imagine what that must have been like for them, John. They're there in their home, and 300 of the mob come bashing through a secured gate, not very well secured, but they knock it down, and they are threatening this couple, and they turned to police, and I don't know that if the police ever showed up at all for them.
Well, I don't think they did, and I think they had called them apparently earlier, and the police were not going to show up. And what you said was very astute. What I think our society right now, especially in the blue cities, I would say, is there is no distinction recognized between protest and criminality. Mm-hmm. And when you say, well, you know, sorry, we can't help you in your car, but that's been a sanctioned protest. It hasn't been a sanctioned criminal enterprise, mm-hmm. and we have to understand that. But right now, the very structure of our society is being decimated because we don't recognize that very simple distinction. You know, we form a government. One thing every political philosopher agrees on is that a government has to protect its citizens.
Exactly.
Everybody agrees that. The most mm-hmm. conservative, the most liberal, whoever that. You have to do that. And yet, our leaders, especially in the blue states and the blue cities, are so afraid to say that they might offend somebody. And they really are reaping their own harvest here because a bitter harvest.
Yeah.
Because they have been so, so much, I don't know what you want to call them, of following rather than leading for so many years.
And, but John, these things are so practical, though. I mean, you're either a law keeper, a law abider, or you're a law breaker. I mean, there's no gray about this. This is clear. I mean, there are laws in the book, but we saw this coming in the previous administration. And I know I get criticized for this, but prove me different. Barack Obama was a terrible president when it came to national security. That's why the people voted in numbers for Donald Trump, because he was talking about returning the rule of law to this country. This country got so compromised under the previous administration, it was a mess. I mean, and they try to delude themselves and talk about what, you know, the great standing internationally that America had under Barack Obama. Are you kidding me? I mean, we got a president bowing to kings of other countries. He gave them everything they wanted, uranium, if the Russians wanted. The Russians were, you know, we were told the Russians were a big threat. If you remember, it was Mitt Romney that said that, and then, then Barack Obama mocked him, and now all of a sudden, you know, everybody's afraid to even have Russian dressing right now.
Right, and I was reading the Mueller report last night, and these idiots that were working on the team were actually asking people if they talked to anybody with grilling people about whether they talked to anybody that had a Russian accent. Yeah. I mean, it's silly. And what happens is, what are we doing when we do all that, and then they mock in the report, they mock President Trump as if there's something wrong with him, saying, look, we can't have this investigation because it restricts my ability to deal with the Russians. It's so silly that it really boils down to the media. The media should have really said this is a bunch of nonsense, and they never would have done this Russian thing had not been for the complicity of the media. But the attitude that you're talking about, the foreign policy attitude of, well, we can really do well if we just are really nice to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what kind of an ally would you want? Would you want an ally like the United States that says, oh, never mind, come right in? Look mm-hmm. what we showed the world in Ukraine.
Yes.
Obama's there. The people drive out a Russian connected oligarch, Yanukovych, who actually was tried for a while to do a deal with NATO, and then his Russian bosses said, no, don't do it, so he didn't do it. The people drive him out. Fine and dandy. What happens? There's a vacuum there. Are we going to buck up Ukraine, which the citizens did a good thing, and embrace him? Oh, no. What happened was Obama signaled that it was okay for them to march in, for Russia to march in and take over the Crimea.
Mm-hmm.
They did that. Obama was even afraid to, when he brought his meals ready to eat in blankets for the Ukraine, he was afraid even to have a United States vehicle in Ukraine for fear of upsetting the feelings of the Russians. So yeah. Now what happens? The Russians take over the strategically important Crimea, which has always been for centuries. Everyone recognizes that's a key choke point. And if there ever is a war broken, talking about. Whoever controls the Crimea controls a lot, controls the backside into Europe.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Churchill was trying to do during the First World War. We gave that to them. Now, after that happens, we then decide we're going to impeach Trump over a phone call. Well, guess what? Guess what happened as a result of that impeachment? As a result of that impeachment, the president, Zelensky, now has no pressure to investigate corruption. Well, guess who his chief supporter is? It's one of the biggest oligarchs, the most violent oligarch in Ukraine. He had fled the country under some honest people, Poroshenko.
John, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there, and we'll go through the history lesson together. Appreciate it. More from John O'Connor right after this. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Keeping the
spirit of Don't Tread on Me Alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Kind of just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Back with you, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And, you know, you wonder, you go, what are the legal ramifications of standing in your own front yard with a gun pointed at hoodlum protesters? Well, the legal analyst and author of Postgate, How the Washington Post Betrayed Deep Throat, Covered Up Watergate, and Began Today's Partisan Advocacy Journalism, John O'Connor, continues with us. John, before the break, you were taking us, you know, for a little stroll down memory lane in history and the facts that people need to reconnect, because the main the mainstream media, I maintain, has done us a great disservice by not keeping us informed. They're so focused on their hatred for one Donald Trump because he is he's an outsider. He's a welcomed outsider for many Americans. I would say a majority of Americans who have said for a long time their government is not working for them. It's very expensive. They're over-promising and under-delivering. And you have Donald Trump who comes in. And what he's mainly guilty of fulfilling his promises.
Well, that's right. That's absolutely right. And the media is complicit in all this. They're not telling the people the truth. And just to finish up, I've been talking before the break about this Ukraine thing, and I'll get off it in 10 seconds here. The end result of the impeachment is we now have back in power a violent oligarch that we had driven out before. Mm-hmm. He is now influencing the country to be pro-Russian. His name is Igor Kolomoisky. He stole $5.6 billion from us through his bank. Now he, after we, the United States, puts in $5.6 billion, he now wants his bank back, and he'll probably get it because of this impeachment, mm-hmm. because of the idiots that, first of all, started to impeach Trump, and number two, the media that said that that was fine. Now, I'll get off of that, but what I'm saying is nobody has told the people of the United States what's going on there. They're not well served. Their security has been weakened because of that. Their money has been drained out of their pockets, and they've been fooled, and we've weakened a president because of that. And that is a problem with our society. Now let's get to this thing in St. Louis. Here are two people that are there hoping to protect their homes. And where is the government? Where are the police stopping this? They're not. You know, this is supposedly a protest march. Well, guess what? It wasn't a protest march. It was a destruction march. It was a criminal enterprise. Now, I think the couple did the right thing, because as long as they don't have to shoot anybody, they're probably not going to be charged, no matter what people say about getting him for assault, for standing there with a weapon. They're not going to get charged. They did the absolute right thing. The real problem comes what happens when the crowd bears down upon him. I actually think because they probably did not have a realistic path to escape well, they probably were within their rights to shoot them, mm-hmm. if it looked like the crowd was going to do violence to them. Probably it's legitimate self-defense. Now,
John, what does the crowd have to do? I mean, right now, I mean, on the periphery, it's an impending threat. Okay, thank God no bullets were fired. Could have easily happened the way the missus was waving the gun around, even by accident. Oops, you know, I'm thinking, oh, God, do not let a bullet go off. But where is it, you know, where's the zone that the protesters have to cross where the McCloskeys, where Mr. McCloskey has no choice but to start releasing rounds? And even, you know, with a full magazine, he still wouldn't have been able to overwhelm 300 people. If they went absolutely, you know, over the top, started rioting, they'd overwhelm him, and the worst nightmares for the McCloskeys would have happened, which would have included their death and the destruction of their property.
Well, you hope nothing like this happens, but of course, throughout our history, people who wield shotguns to protect their property seem to be effective, and most people will not risk being the first person to get shot. Mm-hmm. I don't think these protesters actually would be great soldiers. position of war. That's one thing about them. They're not. They're really probably all cowards.
Well, that's the way of most mobs anyway. I mean, they draw their courage from the crowd. But when they're singled out, and they're singled out immediately when a bullet goes into them, they start running quite scared.
Yeah. But now, in terms of the law, what I would say is, obviously, you should warn them as much as possible. Don't get near. I'm going to shoot. Don't get near. But as soon as they get to the point where he has a reasonable apprehension of bodily injury, serious bodily injury, he is allowed to defend himself. Now, in most states, he should take off. He should run if he can to avoid danger. And I think that's a terrible rule. In many states, you have the home as your castle rule.
You got stand your ground rules. Yes, right.
Stand your ground, which I'm in favor of, but a lot of states don't have them. In that situation, and probably Missouri is one that doesn't have them, if you have a path to go, you've got to take it. Now, in the McCloskey's case, I'm not so sure they had a path to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So if they actually were surrounded and it looked like they were going to be harmed, they probably could shoot. Now, do I recommend that? No, but I think they handled it actually well because
they were very fortunate.
Property.
Yeah, they're very fortunate.
Yeah.
But the thing was,
yeah.
See, what concerned me was he was saying he was protecting his property. Well, the way the city governments were operating, hey, let it burn. Property is meaningless. I mean, this is what's scary. I mean, the idea of protecting persons and property, now there's an exception. I mean, the perception is that property is less important, and that's expendable because you can rebuild that. So, like you say, if there's an escape, exercise the escape. Because you can no longer, the way this thing was lining up, you don't have a stand. You don't have a stance to protect your property. And meanwhile, if you've got to go to a court of law, how many hundreds of thousands of dollars are we talking about to protect your legal constitutional rights?
Well, right. And traditionally throughout, Western society, Germany and England, where the common law arose, you can protect property. You can protect property, at least from some sort of felonious assault. $100 would be a felony in the United States. You can protect your property with deadly force. Now, what we're doing is we're undoing that.
Yes.
We're basically saying, oh, it's just property. Most stores, it's mainly, I think the criminals know this, in most stores, if you steal something and you take off running, they won't chase you. And the reason they won't chase you is that they're afraid of a lawsuit because you might, bruise them or something. Mm-hmm. People, and so most stores will tell their employees, don't get into a physical altercation with these people. If you can't stop them from leaving the store and they take off, don't do anything after that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's terrible because everyone recognizes that there's no real sanction to people who are protecting their own property. And you just said it. There is sanction for people destroying property, but not sanction for people protecting it. Now, what kind of a country do we have? We're supposed to be, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is what we're promised.
Mm-hmm.
And all the writings say that the pursuit of property is part of the pursuit of happiness. Originally, they were even going to say pursuit of property, and then they made it more general, pursuit of happiness, because property is not everything, but the property is always recognized as one of the things that the government has to protect. And now
exactly.
We're not doing it. We're doing just the opposite. We're encouraging, encouraging and sanctioning destruction of property. And this is the start. This is one leg of our society, and it's being removed.
Yeah. And we're promoting increasing lawlessness here, John. We're not promoting less. I mean, just like you said, the store owners say, okay, let them get away. If they hit the perimeter, let them go. Well, then the next time they come back and, they figure, okay, it's another day, more things to, grab and run with, and God forbid they have a gun or something and do damage. But this is what happens. It always accelerates. It never decelerates, does it, unless you employ the rule of law.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It just is going to get worse and worse. And,
without a doubt. Well, that's what we got to look forward to, and we got to leave it there. I look forward to having you back. John O'Connor here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, John.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible. Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their unique fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever. So call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D77, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of the U.S. cities seeing a big spike in COVID-19 cases is Houston. There, the mayor, Sylvester Turner, is now calling on Texas state Republicans to scrap their plans for an in-person convention in the city later this month. He says it's the only convention still on the schedule in the city that has not been pushed back or revamped its plans.
Hosting a convention, an indoor convention, at this time in the city of Houston is a bad idea.
There's a report that the White House is working on a message that would say the U.S. needs to learn to live with the coronavirus pandemic. The Washington Post reporting that White House officials are hoping, in its words, Americans will grow numb to the escalating death toll and will learn to accept thousands of new cases a day. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. We've got Guillermo Miranda going to join us in just a moment. He is the global head of IBM Corporate Social Responsibility. Well, summer's finally here, so it's going to look and feel different than summer's past. Many seasonal experiences and vacations usually occurring in person will continue to take place online. For students and adults who are looking to make the most of this newfound time by getting ahead of a new school year or a new job search, there are a number of programs and opportunities to learn new skills. For example, Open, PTech, which is Pathways in Technology, Early College High School is a free online resource that provides opportunities to learn new skills, refine old ones, and better prepare for the jobs of the future.
The platform offers content in English, French, and Spanish, believe it or not. And research shows that there are currently hundreds of thousands of open jobs in technology, and employers looking to fill those jobs aren't just looking at a candidate's previous work experience or degree. They want people with the right skills to do the job. Now, this creates new opportunity for those who can pick up the skills they need to work in fast-growing technology fields like cybersecurity, cloud computing, and digital design. And as I said, we have with us Guillermo Miranda. He's the global head of IBM Corporate Social Responsibility. He's here to tell us all about it. Guillermo, welcome to the show. How are you?
Very well. Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
Buenos dias, yes. Okay, let's talk about Open PTech and why does it matter?
Absolutely. So look, in IBM, we have a very clear responsibility to help the users to adapt into the new reality of a digital economy, an AI-driven set of challenges that we have as a society. And we don't want, as a company, to feel that there is a line between the haves and the have-nots.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody should have the opportunity in order to take advantage of this digital economy. And this is why we develop platforms like OpenPTech. And in OpenPTech, you will find basically two sets of important things. The first one is related with workplace learning, workplace skills. Mm-hmm. How to communicate, how to collaborate, how to use user centricity in your projects, how to use agile methodologies in your projects. So we prepare you to succeed in a new workplace. And the second thing that we have is the foundational skills for technology, foundational skills to understand AI, foundational skills to understand the Internet of Things, blockchain, analytics, and the different things that slowly but surely are evolving all jobs. There are very specific tech jobs where you need digital badges that we provide for free, but there are also traditional jobs, quote-unquote traditional, that are evolving because the technology is getting embedded into the day-to-day to help us facilitate our work every day. So IBM puts this for free. It's in ibm.com/skills. There is a very specific program that we have, the Summer Skill App, that you sign up, and then we will automatically enroll you. But there is also your own path. You decide what to take, how to take, and all of this is like a snack-sized kind of content, so you can do it anytime.
Wow, this is awesome. Guillermo, you know, my dad used to say to me that time is money. And summertime can be so often a time that people can look back on, especially the young kids, and say, gosh, I should have invested my time a little bit wiser. And what IBM is providing here is a golden opportunity for these kids to come on the other side of summer and really learn something practical. I mean, it sounds to me on the surface, this is the kind of practical preparation for the future that you do not necessarily learn at a expensive university these days, do you?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's not just practical, but it's also fun. So we have designed this in a way that is not this let's learn about computer science. Mm-hmm. The basics of, no, this is at your speed. This is with practical examples. My father also used to tell me, look, you cannot read the menu and feel that you have a dinner. So
right.
You have to test it. You have to get your
yes.
Your fingers into the tool.
Well, you know, and this is awesome what IBM is doing. I mean, with all the technology and bringing all this and understanding that you have, and you're breaking it down in manageable pieces for anybody, you know, to participate in this unique program. I mean, this is brilliant. And I congratulate IBM and you, Guillermo, and the team for putting this together and making it available. Now, what technology and professional skills does it actually teach?
Look, there are pathways where there are things that are adaptable. You can get just the basic things and you get a digital badge that you can put in your resume, you can put in your LinkedIn profile, and you can do a small incremental thing. But you can take a full pathway to become a cybersecurity analyst. And there is a boot camp where you can sign up. And it takes a much more structured 12 weeks full dedication. So there are different sizes. And the most important thing is this is all for free. There are no tricks. This is not a freemium test, a couple of things, and the next click, I will charge you for something. This is completely free. And the second thing that also is important is this is agnostic technology. We are not teaching you how to use the tools of a very specific vendor. No? There are some out there advertising says, become a digital marketing specialist. But in reality, you are becoming a digital marketeer with a set of tools or a very specific vendor.
Exactly.
What we do is we help you with an agnostic set of skills that can help you in any environment.
Again, this is brilliant. I love this opportunity and what this is going to mean for these young kids out there if they take advantage. So how can our listeners use OpenPTech during the summer?
So you just go to ibn.com/skills, and this is the gateway to all the possibilities. You can do also ptech.org, and you are going to get very specific to ptech.
See, you're getting me excited about this, Guillermo. I think I'm gonna go test drive this out myself just to see, because you know that's what we always do. We're always learning, right? And
absolutely.
And what
lifelong learning is key for success.
Yeah, just don't tell my wife I'm doing this because she thinks I have too much. I got so much time involved in this radio show. If I tell her, oh yeah, I'm going to go do PTA, just between you and me, okay, and millions of people listening. Okay, so what's next for IBM's PTech program?
So we are expanding globally. This is a tool that is focused on underserved communities, and we are also working on the ground at inner city with NGOs. So the people that not necessarily have the opportunity of owning a laptop or having a tablet or have not internet connectivity at home can also benefit from these programs. So we are working with NGOs on the ground in order to make this accessible also for people that not necessarily have all the resources at their fingertips.
Well, we're talking with Guillermo Miranda, Global Head with IBM Corporate Social Responsibility, talking about this new program that's readily accessible. They have courses with engaging videos and educational games that unpack complex topics such as artificial intelligence, the cloud. People go, cloud? What's the cloud? Well, you'll find out about it by going and checking this out, as well as professional skills like design thinking by introducing all the foundational knowledge needed, and then you have the teacher-friendly digital library and platform for professional development if you want to take it to the next level, right?
Absolutely, and you just have to join the thousands of users that are already taking advantage of that.
And it's as easy as going to the website and signing up. Remind them as we wrap things up, Guillermo Miranda, where they can go for more information and how they can register, because this is where I'm going.
Absolutely. IBM.com/skills, the gateway to opportunity.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
You be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty when you call me, you call me out, call me out.
Dale Parada is still trying to overcome the effects of that, so white supremacist 4th of July weekend, not to mention the speech at Mount Rushmore that was so dark that has everybody in the fetal position sucking their thumbs, and even Republicans, without any spine, they're just like jellyfish just lying on the floor here. And look at, this is what everyday American patriots have to understand and what we're dealing with. I mean, you know, Colin Kaepernick even declared the 4th of July that he couldn't support it because it's all about white supremacy. I mean, you know, and I think it's quite interesting that even Wikipedia doesn't even define him as a football player, as an athlete anymore. Al Parada, he is an American activist. It's almost oxymoron, isn't it? Moronish, isn't it?
Yeah, and now he signed a new deal with Disney for documentaries, so that's exciting. You know, we're looking forward to that Snow White supremacy film of his. That'll be really good.
Is he going to have to make up some stories about how he was racially manipulated and taken advantage and abused? Is that what we have to look forward to?
It should be exciting. Should be exciting new new career move for him.
The thing is, it's amazing that here in America today, you can be a loser and you still find a way because of the socially sensitive, politically correct society in which we live in, that losers somehow can be elevated as winners in their make-believe world, and people like Disney and other corporations will be willing to pay, you know, bazillions of dollars for this crazy story.
Yeah, well, and let's give the guy credit. What would you rather do, sitting around, make up TV shows about how horrible America's been to you, or have 300-pound linemen come and try to smash you into the ground? So,
yes,
you know,
thanks.
It's a little bit of, you know, we got to give the guy a little bit of credit for, you know, deciding that, you know.
He's not totally stupid, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but apparently there's already been a couple concussions because of some of the stuff he says is just in all seriousness, is just outrageous.
Well,
especially given his background. The lack of grace,
mm-hmm.
in that sense, to me, is just, it's like, it's such a slap in the face to the people who raised him, and it's a shame. And, like, it's like the thing that gets me about him is people, you know, white kids used to pay $90, $100 toward jerseys with his name on them. You don't mm-hmm. wear the name of somebody unless there's a respect or desire to be like.
Yes.
And the idea that a bunch of white folks would be paying $100 for that, just to do that, and you turn around and say, oh, it's a totally racist society, mm-hmm. it's just such a slap in the face. You know?
Well, Al, I mean, this guy opened up the door for a downturn in profitability of the NFL. I mean, he has cost them millions of dollars. I mean, all this stuff about, you know, the national anthem. Now we got the black national. I didn't even know there was a black national anthem. That's how ignorant I am. Forgive me. I'll probably have to pay reparations for that somehow. But now they want to do this. And I've maintained, look, if you don't want the national anthem, you know, don't play it. You know, don't play it at the start if it offends you, and somehow, you know, these sporting enterprises, be it the NFL, the Major League Baseball, hockey, whatever. I mean, some of the people disrespect the flag anyway. I mean, they're moving around. They can't even, you know, stand still for, you know, what a minute and a half of the national anthem. You know, they got to be moving around, disrespecting, talking, and that sort of thing. Look at, you know. Why even put the flag in that kind of situation? If you're not going to respect it, it provides a disservice, because for the military veterans who happen to be in the crowd at a game or at an event where the flag is disrespected, let me tell you, that's a personal offense.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just say, look, remove the flag, remove the color guard. If you don't want it, that's fine.
Yeah. It's a shame we're at that point. That might be where we are. And what's weird, I'm getting back to Kaepernick for a second. One thing that's kind of weird about his thing over the weekend, people were kneeling in games, and people were looking into police brutality, which is what he said was the original reason he took the knee.
Did he say that, really? Did he?
Originally, that's what it was.
He was all over the place. I still, to this day, I still have a hard time. And then, you know, Goodell tried to frame his argument himself. It's like, wait a minute, this guy has not been able to articulate, to me, a clear sense of mission and vision of what his offense was, other than he wore these socks, with pigs in police uniforms and a Che Guevara shirt.
Yeah, I mean, originally that was sort of the idea, at least that was what was being pitched. It was about, against police brutality. Well, people are looking into it right now. In other words, he was in a sense, that limited argument, he was winning. He took the lead. His team was ahead. And with his comments this weekend, he just blew the lead.
Mm-hmm.
He just threw it away, kind of like those interceptions he did towards the end of his career.
Right,
he just threw
right.
away the game.
Yeah.
You know, and that dumb move. It's just a dumb move.
Well, Nike has supported him. They've paid him a bunch of money. Now Disney and these contracts. And, hey, look, it's all on the heels, Al. Let's face it.
Yep.
People hate Donald Trump so much, and really, and it's not only Donald Trump, but they hate America. I mean, that's what it espouses, because the people that support Donald Trump are patriots, they're Americans that believe in the U.S. Constitution. Are we open to reform and consideration? I'm not saying that we're so, you know, we're so ideologically fixed, as Jordan Peterson says, that we've rendered ourselves stupid, but we also have not rendered ourselves stupid to the point that we're willing to embrace lawlessness
and things that are just, that are presented by the left as if they're fact when it's open for debate. I mean, let's have the discussion about social justice. Let's talk about police reform. But to outright defund police, and look what's happened in six weeks, you had 600 murders in six democratically run towns. I mean, do they not see the causal effect? De Blasio says we're going to defund police by $1 billion, and all of a sudden crime and murder is on the rise in New York City. But I guess that doesn't matter, right?
Right. I mean, you look at the faces of these little children that were killed over the last few days, and your heart just breaks.
Yes.
Your heart just breaks. And, you can't say anything beyond how heartbreaking that is. And to know that it could have been prevented, the one in Atlanta.
Yes.
Those are like BLM, those are protesters. I don't know if they're specifically BLM, but they were people protesting, and they shot an 8-year-old girl.
Right.
But
somehow they're peaceful protests.
Peaceful protest. Oh yeah, these the summer of love in Seattle. Oh my gosh. You know, be sure to wear flowers in your hair. But you know, you need a bulletproof vest.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, it's a mess. But that's where the prayer comes in. That's where the people standing up, you know, who love this country and respect the people who founded it. You know, as imperfect as they were, you know, like one of the articles I wrote the other day was like, what did they expect of George Washington?
Exactly. Right.
The era he was born in, that's what you dealt with. All he did was fight off, you know, knock away, or, you know, put us under, get us, escape us from a tyrannical king, defeat the biggest the strongest army in the world, you know, create a country, keep 13 colonies and then 13 states in line from, you know, messing with each other, let alone having foreign governments come in and try to take us over. And he started establishing this democratic republic to get it off the ground. He's a busy guy.
That is the America today with all its bumps and bruises and warts and what have you. But nonetheless, we're still the envy of the world, lest some of these idiots would want to forget. I mean, you know, to your earlier point, Al, I don't know if you heard the story about a call into a 9/11 operator, and this woman, her car was surrounded by the mob. She had her daughter in the car. I think the daughter's 8 years old. I don't know if you've heard about this. But she calls the 9/11 operator for help, saying, send police. And the 9/11 operator tells her that the violent mob has been sanctioned by City Hall, and there's nothing the police can do.
Oh, yeah. Well, that it's up to us, isn't it?
What's up to us? But look at the McCloskeys. It was up to them. I mean, they were. I mean, you talk about pending danger, and thank God a round wasn't fired, or several rounds were not fired, and they were being threatened there on their own property. And you know, of course, you know what some of these city officials are saying is that, you know, property can be rebuilt. That's meaningless. You know, it's you know, you just killed a rioter, and you're going to pay the price. And you know, it's going to cost you your entire wealth and life savings in order to defend yourself. I mean, there's not enough crowdfunding money that can be raised to defend, you know, patriot, U.S. constitutional loving Americans, you know, to protect them from this kind of stupidity.
You know, God is good, God is sovereign, and we, you know, we pray, we fight for. We've been through tough things in the 60s and 70s. We've beaten this back before, and my gosh.
Well, yeah, this is 1968 all over again. You wrote about, Miss Duckworth, who's a VP nominee, and she's open to ripping down George Washington. She said, you know, why is everybody picking on George all of a sudden?
Yeah, because he's the founder.
Right. Yeah, because it's all
slaves.
Yeah.
It's because of the ideas that he put into practice.
And people don't see, Al, that with the founder goes the foundation of this democratic republic.
Yeah, that's exactly he was the greatest character of his age, and we're trashing him.
Well, he's the managing editor at Stream.org. That's where you go to be in the flow of the know. We're talking about the one and only. You can call me Al Parada right here. Thank you, Al, buddy.
Yeah.
Take care. You got it.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.